The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down and green pastures. He
leads Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Atta, Adonai, Elohim,
Hail Mary, full of grace, art thou amongst women, and blessed.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Who is God? Well, it's an invisible person, and he lives up in heaven, up there.
God is somebody who rules the world.
He's sort of like a spirit, I guess, up in outer space.
He kind of started all the plants growing, and he started people. Well, I guess he's kind of big and fat.
He can see us wherever we do. Whatever we do, he has such powerful eyes. He doesn't have millions and thousands and billions. And he can still see us when we're bad.
He could be sitting on the table right now, but you can't see him.
If he was a bad man, he'd make everything bad. He wouldn't have electricity. He wouldn't make people. And that's what would happen if God was nice.
He's not what a lot of people think is just a feeling, but I think he's a real person.
Well, I think that God isn't a person, but he's up in the heavens and he's watching over us right now.
God is everywhere, and I don't know how he could do it.
He can't be everywhere once doing everything for everybody. Everybody can't get what they want.
God, I guess, he's just a person that makes me believe in him. Well, he feels like he's next to me, right next to me.
God is a person that rules us, and he tells us what's good and he tells us what's bad, and he's our conscience.
To me, I think of him as someone who makes flowers and green grass and the blue sky.
Well, his job is to make us good and make us happy and make us parents good. And my grandma and grandpa, when they come and buy us presents, buy nice ones.
Once I was hurt, so he gave me the courage to fight this boy that was hurting me.
God is a person who takes care of dead people when they go up to heaven, and he tries to make our wishes come true and everything.
I think he helps Mother Nature.
The right things and bad is the wrong things.
If you're good, you don't get caught in jail or anything. God can tell if you're lying because on your face it sort of looks like you're lying.
Well, one thing that I know is if you're good, you go up to heaven. If you're bad, you go down to the devil.
And when you go to the devil, you don't go up, you go down.
When I'm good, my mother never yells at me. When I'm bad, she does.
I feel miserable. When I'm bad, I feel miserable inside, but on the outside, I just feel like I feel now.
I think that there are more people that are bad than there are good. And if you're good, you'll live forever, and if you're bad, you'll die when you die.
I think that there's a little piece of him in every single person. That's why there's a little good in everybody. Even if a person looks all bad, you know that there's at least a little bit of good in him.
I promised him that I'd be good in school, but something in my mind keep on buzzing around my head. And I keep on getting better and better.
Rainbow shining in the light, because these twinkles all because really things on cloud of dust. You never can find out really. places?
I don't know what heaven is. They say it's in the sky, farther than space.
Heaven is some place where people die and they go up there. It's not fancy or nothing. It's plain.
You don't come alive at heaven. You get wings, I think. And when you get the wings, you can fly all around. And Eugene says that if you wish something like that, it's in front of you. You know, like if you wish I had a black star like that, it's in front of you.
If you go up an airplane, you can't see it. It's above the clouds and under the universe. It's just above the clouds.
It's like down here, except I guess it's more fun up there than down here.
I don't know. I guess I will go to heaven. I'm just taking a guess. I don't know for sure. You go up in heaven when you die, so you don't have to pay taxes or anything. I'm positive. I said different prayers every night. Well, for my uncle who died, I said, "Please, God, take good care of my uncle up there in heaven. Amen." That's what I said last night. I don't know what I'm going to say tonight.
If I think that I'm going to get a bad mark on my exam, you know, and Mommy and Daddy will get mad at me, so I close my hands and I start praying to God that Mommy and Daddy won't get mad at me.
I ask him sometimes to help me be a better boy and to forgive all my sins, the lies I tell, and things I do bad.
I pray before I go to bed, and sometimes before I eat, and sometimes, of course, in church. Well, one thing, you have to kneel down, stand up, sit down, kneel down, stand up, and gets you tired.
Mostly before I get a beating, I always say a prayer. God, please make my burdens light. Please put something into my mother's head that would make her forget about the beating.
Shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down and green pastures.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was at the
beginning.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the
fruit of thy womb. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die,
our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Jack and Jill went up the
hill
to fetch a pail of
water.
Jack fell down and broke
down,
and Jill came tumbling
after. Have a safe day. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
If you call the toy store up and you say, "I want a puppy and a whistle and a horn and a hat and a dress and a ballerina costume," that's what you get. But when Santa Claus can't bring you, you can't cry.
Tony, if the dog makes Willie a house, if he's
if you have to make him housebroken, if he makes Willy in the apartment, you have to slap him with a newspaper. Then if he doesn't do it again, he's housebroken.
What do you think of the Russian sending the dog up in the satellite?
Well, I hope he doesn't get hurt. But if he does, I'm sure they'll send up a medical satellite.
In school, we each had to do a report on someplace, and I'm doing a report on Hawaii, and we're taking notes and doing research.
This summer we're going camping, and in the month of July, this summer I'm going, for the whole month of July, this summer I'm going to go to Brownie's sleepaway camp. It's all girls.
You'll mess my hair, and it's very special for tonight. It's just the way I want it. It's in a page boy with a high top, and that's the way I like it.
I'm taking guitar lessons, and that's fun. I take drama lessons after school, and that's great. And I've been working on the school newspaper. I might be editor next year. And I've been discovering boys.
I'm the man thinks and the lady. Who she is, I do not know. All she wants is gold, the silver. All she wants is ice cream. So jump in my darling, so jump.
It's because it's nice to play with everybody. Because you know why? Because it's nice things to play with everybody, just because you should play with everybody.
One time I went fishing with my Uncle Herman and, you know what I did? I caught more fish than Uncle Herman.
I had growing pains yesterday. And I had them over here. You can have them here, but I had it over here. You can have growing pains here. When your bones grow and your skin stays. That's what it is.
I like to sleep in the nighttime because it makes me nice and alive. See, if I sleep, I won't be tired in the morning.
I sleep with a lot of animals, 2 million. They treat me rough.
At every end of a prayer, you always say amen, and I don't know what that means, but I think it has a way of saying God please.
I don't really sing, but I do have a singing voice, but I don't sing. Well, it's just because when I try to sing, it makes me feel that I have a singing voice. Well, maybe I really don't, but I guess I'm trying to make myself a singing voice so I can try to sing.
I think I'll be a carpenter. I think I would build something like rocking chairs and houses and, you know, fix holes in houses. Fix windows, you know, like that stuff.
I'm going to be a scientist when I grow up, but especially an astronomer, because I'm very wise about astronomy.
If we had no gravity, then the whole building would fly up and it would go into outer space, wouldn't it, Mommy?
My name is David.
I want to be daddy.
3 years old.
I like to cut the grass and play with tools. I like to go to the moon.
I thought I could make a job when to sell something so I could get enough money so I could buy my daddy his own tape recorder. Maybe I could sell newspapers.
How old are you?
4.5 years old. You know what I do? I just get all of my daddy's old newspapers and see if any of the people haven't got these newspapers. And then if anyone who didn't get the newspapers, I would give them to them. That's maybe if there was enough people so I could sell enough newspapers, I might I would wait until I got enough money.
I'm gonna sneeze.
I don't know if I would. Maybe I charge $50 or $40. Maybe $80.
I'm so hot, I'd like to take my skin off.
I heard drums and I went bang with the thimbles.
Well, you know what I like to do? I like to, like,
I'd like to make up, you know, like saying something, you know, like nothing, you know.
If they want to advertise something, how can they advertise it on television if they don't have commercials?
Listen, folks, I know a man that has tired blood because he didn't use Geritol. You know Geritol, Junior? It makes you very healthy. And when he had tired blood, it was so tired that every time he got a blood bleed, you know what he did? He didn't bleed for 3 whole days. But when he took Geritol, he sure bleeded right that second.